Radio Bowling for Spares Tournament, brought to you by Sonic Drive-Ins, July 14th at Showplace Lanes in Euless. Get your sign-up form online now at theticket.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to The Hardline here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Now, if you're wanting to hear the hammer, and we know you all are, unfortunately, he's not with us once again today.
There he is.
Kevin Scott is in here. The rest of the crew is here as well.
You think you're hearing a lot of that at the Hammer House today?
Oh, might be.
He is very sick.
You know, we're not really hearing much of the hammer via the miracle of the drop today, though. What gives?
You know what I wanted to hear? I wanted to hear what he thought about the game last night.
Hey, he predicted that.
It's not like when the game is really at the
what an amazing point.
I guess I have to wait to find out tomorrow.
By the way, the hammer did predict this.
Yes, he did.
Give the hammer credit.
I am. He did predict it.
I eat boogers.
He was well ahead of the curve on this.
The hammer
saw something
predictor.
I didn't.
You'll notice my wiener in my pocket?
You know, you notice how proud he is of the fact that he eats boogers?
I eat boogers.
Like, it's very emphatic, very demonstrative.
You put his thumb at his armpits,
no,
he's holding his chest out.
It is not. It's neither demonstrative or emphatic.
It's like a declaration
right.
of pride.
It is not.
It's almost like saying that he's come out of the closet or something. He's finally willing to admit this.
I eat boogers.
Much like your daddy touched you there.
Daddy touched me there.
It sounds like he's...
You're so happy to come forth with this information.
Daddy touched me there.
Grego sounds like he's attending a Booger Eaters Anonymous meeting for the first time. He's just stepped up to the podium. Hello, my name is Greg Williams.
I eat boogers.
Booger Eaters Anonymous.
Mike Reiner.
Daddy touched me there.
And that's Mike at a sexual abuse...
Hello, my name's Mike, and...
Daddy touched me there.
All right, get on with this.
Dear.
What are we doing here?
Welcome, everyone, to Hardline Punchline, where we involve you, the listener. And what we're going to do is we have two people on the line with us, and they're going to determine what makes us, the Hardline crew and proper, laugh. Okay? Now, we're giving away, whoever wins this game, we'll describe the game after we describe what we had to give away, is going to win DVDs, right, Danny?
Good, strong DVDs, Snake Man.
What are they?
Let's see. Well, we have Curb Your Enthusiasm Season 2, the complete box set, thanks to HBO.
Nice.
And we have Playmakers.
All right.
The only season, the first and only season of Playmakers, the complete season. Mm. And we have ESPN to thank for that.
Okay.
So the winner's going to get both.
And the loser gets?
Nothing.
Okay. Here's how we play. We are going to play a snippet, a soundbite, if you will. And you're going to hear about half of it, you two people on the line right now. Wait till we finish describing the so they can hear the game so I don't do this again. Okay, Mike?
Come on, Mike.
I'm not doing it.
You just told him to.
Come on. Seriously.
You're going to hear half of a joke, basically. It is funny, Greg. Then you have to determine, we'll give you three options, and you have to determine who said what makes us laugh. We'll give you three options. Okay?
These are basically just snippets that you would normally hear in a show open.
Right.
Usually we'll put something in that is maybe, I don't know, 30 seconds to a minute long. And somebody will issue a punchline at the end of the sound bite, and everybody cracks up.
Right.
So we're going to play enough of the audio for you to kind of get an idea of what we're talking about. We'll stop it, and you have to guess which one is the punchline.
A, B, or C.
Right. And we'll give you multiple choice. You have three options.
Right.
All right.
We're going to do one at a time, so go ahead and punch up Lucas.
Okay.
On line two.
On the top or bottom?
It doesn't matter. Matter. Okay. It doesn't matter.
All right, here is Lucas on line two. Hi there. How you doing?
Doing great, guys.
Lucas, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Should we find out more about Lucas?
I'd love to know more about Lucas.
How old are you?
I am 39.
What do you do for a living?
I review DVDs and Game Boy games for a company.
Yeah.
Okay.
You review DVDs and Game Boy games?
Mm-hmm, for a company.
Yeah. What kind of DVDs?
Like porn? HBO series, things like that.
How do you review them? They've already been on HBO. What do you do with them?
It's a joke, okay, because you're giving the game away. DVDs, Game Boys.
Well, at least you made Greg
laugh. The hammer laugh.
All right, I think we've heard about all we want from you. Let's play the game.
Let's do it.
Okay, Lucas, here is your first little clip. Instead of a red carpet at the premiere, stars walked on a white carpet. The film's original posters were reflective like a mirror, and one party in Hollywood featured souvenir glasses filled with powdered sugar and peppermint sticks as straws. Okay.
Mm.
Did you get that? The punchline
yeah.
is one of three things, and you get to guess which one it is. Was it Mike Reiner saying, "Coke gives me diarrhea"? Was it Greg Williams saying, "Do a toot"? Or was it me, Corby, saying, "Thanks, Cokehead Grego"?
I'm going to go with the wolf.
Saying, "Coke gives me diarrhea"?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead and play the whole thing. Instead of a red carpet at the premiere, stars walked on a white carpet. The film's original posters were reflective like a mirror, and one party in Hollywood featured souvenir glasses filled with powdered sugar and peppermint sticks as straws.
God. Well, you know what? They're promoting their movie, and their movie is about drug use, okay? So everybody get over it. It's not like they're telling everybody to go out and do a toot.
The follow L. Oh, so it was B. Do a toot. All right.
Yes, sorry there, Lucas. It was B, Greg saying, do a toot.
Hey, listen, I'm not a funny guy. Don't guess me.
Well, it was a drop. That's what I thought was going to happen. I apologize.
Okay. All right, let's punch up the second guy.
Well, are we doing it like that? We're going to alternate back and forth?
Oh, do you want to do three in a row?
Yeah, let's just do three in a row as long as we have him on the line.
All right, Lucas, you're going to get three chances here, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's your second clip.
You were trying to record it?
Yeah. He was so yes, Darren, and I had to record it.
I was not yes,
oh,
Darren.
Oh, God, it was ridiculous. Oh, honey, it was a radio gag. Just a gag. We do it every day. All right, with that information, one of three punchlines was issued. Mark Folliwell saying, "Your panties smell like tinkle." Me saying, "Bring on the bitches." Or Grego saying, "How can panties taste like ham?" What cracked us up?
Oh, let's go with Grego.
Grego saying, "How can panties taste like ham?" All right?
You were trying to record it?
Yeah. He was so yes, Darren, and I had to record it.
I was not yes,
oh,
Darren.
Oh, God, it was ridiculous. Oh. Oh, honey, it was a radio gag. Just a gag. We do it every day. It's just part of the hard line, pet. I would never show my panties, pet.
Turtled up.
I only show my panties to you.
Is this why you don't like her listening to the show?
Is that why?
Yeah.
That's one of many reasons, yes.
I'm so glad my wife has a job right now. So bring on the bitches. Bring them up here.
Wow.
Wow.
Sorry, you are 0 for 2, Lucas. Mm. And clip number 3.
Law and Order is pretty good.
Okay, would you take any of those shows over the Sopranos?
Would I take any of them over the Sopranos?
You get one pick. You get one shot.
West Wing's pretty stout.
All right, armed with that, one of the following three was issued. Grego saying, "Well, Expo, you're just fat." Reiner saying, "Only if I could have Esther roll." Or Folliwell issuing the line, "Hee-haw."
Reiner.
Reiner saying, "Only if I could have Esther roll." Okay.
Law and Order's pretty good.
Okay, would you take any of those shows over the Sopranos?
Would I take any of them over the Sopranos?
You get one pick. You get one shot.
West Wing's pretty stout.
Okay, yeah. Would you take that over the Sopranos?
I might.
I've never watched West Wing, so I can't speak on that. But I have watched ER and Law and Order. And to me, it's a no-brainer. I take the Sopranos. What about you, Corby?
Sopranos, no question.
Over anything?
Anything. Anything that's on regular television.
That may be
right
my
now.
Favorite TV show of all time.
It's close, and I've only seen like 10 episodes.
More than Hee Haw?
Notice I'm not laughing.
That was a good one, Buck Falwell.
0-3, Lucas.
Dadgummit, Lucas.
Well, I guess I need to listen more.
I guess you do, man. You didn't play very well,
These are
dude.
Very you old clips.
Like, Reiner, you're not funny. I know.
That's
the thing I've learned.
I know. I never said I was.
Well, keep
and
Lucas.
Even Falwell, who's not even there anymore, you have to drop. He's funnier than you.
I know.
Keep Lucas on hold, because if Mike goes 0-3, then we're going to have a conundrum.
Yes, we are. All right, Mike.
All right, hang on, Lucas. All right, now here is Mike in Dallas. Hi there.
Howdy.
How old are you?
I am 31.
What do you do for a living?
I design electrical enclosures.
You know what we're doing here?
Yeah, I got you.
You understand the game?
Yeah, I'm pretty clear.
All right.
A little hard line a lot?
Oh, yeah. Every day.
Good.
All day, every
Good.
Day.
Excellent.
You got three chances to beat Lucas, so let's listen to your first little clip.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter because Jordan jumped out and jumped the gun.
Hey, it was legal.
Unless you jumped in front of Digger.
And now, that's Craig Miller
sorry,
cheated.
Gamesmanship.
So Jordan cheated and Craig Miller cheated.
Okay. Is it A, me saying blame the right bitch here? Is it Mike saying don't yell at me, you stupid monkey? Or is it Danny saying doggy taint?
I'm going to say A.
A, me?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
But it doesn't matter because Jordan jumped out and jumped the gun.
Hey, it was legal.
Unless you jumped in front of Digger.
And now, Craig Miller
sorry,
cheated.
Gamesmanship.
So Jordan cheated and Craig Miller cheated.
No, Julie cheated and Craig Miller cheated.
Well,
don't blame
matter.
My dog. My dog didn't know what the hell was going on
yeah,
in the first place.
Yeah, blame his wife, but not his dog.
Well, nice, you got your priorities straight.
Blame my damn dog,
Of course,
man.
I'd take my dog over a wife any day, no question.
Yeah, blame
no
the right
about it.
Blame the right bitch here, okay?
Whoa. God.
Jeez. Well, he wins.
Way to go, Mike.
Oh, yeah, I remember the conversation.
You remember that one?
Oh, yeah. Haven't listened for a long time.
Well, I think we can clearly see that the law's been laid down in the snake household between
Jeez.
Then and now.
Boy,
that
we sure can.
That could have been the defining
Man.
Moment.
Were things different back then, 4 years ago?
Oh, God.
I'd say so, just a tad.
All right, you want to continue playing, just finish it out, even though he's won?
Sure.
Okay. All right, Mike, here's your next one.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have noticed this or not, but what's her Frank on Joan Rivers?
Oh, she looks like an alien. She looks like a...
Her latest facelift, I think she's pretty hot.
Oh, who, Joan Rivers?
Yes.
But Pam Anderson doesn't do anything for
not
you.
Not anymore. But Joan Rivers, I'm thinking I might.
All right, Mike. With that is the punchline from Danny saying her boobs are now her cheeks. Is it Greg saying her belly button is her mouth? Or is it Mike saying I would sooner make out with a horse?
C, Mike.
C, Mike, okay.
I don't know if you guys have noticed this or not, but what's her Frank on Joan Rivers?
Oh, she looks like an alien. She looks like a...
Her latest facelift, I think she's pretty hot.
Oh, who, Joan Rivers?
Yes.
But Pam Anderson doesn't do anything for
Not
you.
Not anymore. But Joan Rivers, I'm thinking I might. Her face looks rounded. It used to be so stretched out. Maybe it's a new makeup woman, but don't count her out.
Her belly button now acts as her mouth.
Oh, it was sweet Grego with her belly button is her mouth. All right, and finally, here's your last one.
I don't think so.
Guys are sick of it after a month.
Play with it.
That's how you survive.
No, I've got this one. He's hooked.
Yeah.
Now, what have you got that's so great that just hooks him?
Okay. Did Danny follow that up with, I bet you smell like mayonnaise. Did Greg say, fine, go screw him already? Or did Mike say, go bang each other to death?
I'm going to say A.
Hey, Danny, I bet you smell like mayonnaise.
I don't think so.
Guys are sick of it after a month.
Play with it.
That's how you survive.
No, I've got this one. He's hooked.
Yeah.
Now, what have you got that's so great that just hooks him?
Nothing. Nothing. I don't just... It's just me. Big old can.
Hey, honey.
That's what we're saying.
Okay, I think my boyfriend's now getting off that I'm on the ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Like a major turn on.
All right, we'll go.
Right. Will you guys go
ahead? Yeah, hand
there?
Him a rag.
Yeah.
God!
Let's go in there and bang each other to death, okay?
Wow.
Well, Mike, you got one right, and you collect the Playmakers DVD and the first or the second season
of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Do you think this is a pretty fun game, Mike?
Oh, it's a blast.
Have a fun.
Your enthusiasm is overwhelming. Stay on the line here, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, very good. Well, that is Hardline Punchline, the first episode of Sane.
See, you had a punchline in there. You are funny.
You are funny, Mike.
You are funny, Mike.
No.
Yeah, you are.
No. It's all about the hammer here. He's the funny one. I'm just a straight man.
Hammer.
All right, coming up next, a look at the U.S. Open leaderboard here on the ticket.